Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." The fire that comes through water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When there's a fire, how do you put it out? Depending on the kind of fire, you probably pour some water on it. Fire and water don't usually get along. Once you pour water on a fire, the flame goes out. Water is used in baptism. But in baptism, the waters of baptism ignite the fire of faith. In baptism, God puts His name on us and gives us the best blessings that He has to give, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. God gives us a new identity as His children, children of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Perhaps you noticed that we started our devotion with these words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Maybe your church service starts with these same words. Do you know why? It's a regular reminder of our own baptisms, that we are children of God. Peter spoke of baptism in our Bible reading. It was almost 2 months after Easter, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter spoke the words of our lesson today. He shared some pretty tough words with the large crowd gathered there. He told them that it was because of their sins that Jesus died. He even went so far as to say, "You crucified Jesus, the Messiah." Ouch! The truth hurt. They realized that they were guilty of sinning against God. So they asked, "What should we do?" Peter pointed them to baptism. Why? Because in baptism we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, when we are baptized, we personally receive the forgiveness that Jesus won for us on the cross. It is in baptism that the Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts, and faith holds on to the gift of forgiveness, like you hold on to a new present you are given Christmas morning. It's like the Holy Spirit is lighting a fire with water. If you have one of those days when you are feeling guilty, remember your baptism. If you aren't sure whether or not God loves you because it seems like everything is going wrong, remember your baptism. If you're worried, scared, or overwhelmed, remember your baptism. God made you His child in the waters of baptism and has opened heaven's door for you. Baptism is God's gift to you, and this gift is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We pray. Dear Triune God, we thank you for the blessing of baptism. Help us to always remember our baptism, knowing that in you we are forgiven, and we are your children, now and forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.